Masks in Philadelphia are mostly optional these days as the citywide mandate meant to help curb the COVID-19 pandemic expired on March 2nd. POC, a partner in WHYY's News and Information Community Exchange, hit the streets of Philadelphia to see whether people are happy about so many COVID restrictions ending. This is Mad or Nah.
I now declare that Philadelphia is moving into the all-clear level, effective immediately. This means that we will no longer be enforcing the indoor mask mandate.
But businesses can keep them in place if they want. City buildings will require masks until Monday, March 7th. And if case counts remain low, masks could be optional in schools on March 9th.
So what will it take for Philly to make the change?
Big man, little man.
It makes me real mad.
I'm going to say or not.
I'm pissed to the max.
Oh, yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC, and I'm back for another edition of Mad or Nah. Philadelphia officials last week announced an immediate end to its indoor mask mandate due to positivity rates dropping to 1.7% compared to 14% in late December. As of last week, the city was averaging 87 new cases a day compared to 1,462 new cases a day on December 27th. The initial reaction to the news was mixed, with so many people being happy about the milestone reached, but at the same time, so many were worried that the city was moving too fast. So I hit the streets of Philadelphia to further investigate what residents think about the mask mandate ending, and does that make them mad or not?
Yes, I think it's not beneficial to our health. I think they're putting the finances and business community first, and they really don't care about us in general. And that goes for corporate America as well.
So you think the city of Philadelphia is moving too fast?
Most definitely. Most definitely moving too fast in a lot of areas, not just the mandate. But if you look at the fact that we have an overpopulation going on, and on top of that, you want to drop the mask mandate, and then on top of that, you're forcing our children back to school, and not all of them are vaccinated, and we just had an outbreak. It doesn't make sense.
And what part of the city do you represent?
I don't at this point. I'm actually from the county now.
Not at all. No, I think it's about time. I'm perfectly vaccinated, boosted, been in and out of places and really haven't had a problem. I think it's time.
Thank you. What part of the city do you represent?
Right here, right on Broad Street, I live.
Well, the thing is, I think people get to choose. Like, the businesses here are still enforcing it. And most of the places that I've gone to, they are still enforcing it. So I think the businesses still have the choice. I'm not sure about, like, how it's working with the spread of the variants in places that aren't enforcing it. But so far, most of the places I'm going to are still privately deciding to enforce it. I haven't looked at the numbers recently, so I wouldn't know the implications. But maybe a little too fast. I think you can't be too safe about this stuff, and particularly in areas where the concentrations of deaths have been higher in the state. They've all been in areas that refused to enforce the mask mandates or where people didn't get vaccinated. So you can never be too cautious.
Now, what part of the city do you represent?
I'm in Center City. I used to be in Fishtown. Fishtown in the house for years, but they priced me out.
No, I think they should have dropped it 6 months ago. I think the mask does more damage than good. And I think they should open everything back to normal right now. I think this is all hype. They forgot the coronavirus. Really, this is a disgrace what they did with this coronavirus. They hit the little guy, the little businessman, the working people. Open everything up. And open them pipelines up.
Awesome. And if you don't mind me just asking, what part of the city do you represent?
I live in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. I'm a retired SEPTA worker.
I actually happy that they dropped. Well, for one, a mask doesn't really stop the virus particles. The virus is smaller than the holes in the mask. So it's really doesn't stop the spread anyway. So it was really, to me, it was no purpose to the mask mandate because it didn't really do anything to stop the spread. But the cases are going down. So they're moving at the same pace I think the rest of the country is moving at, and across the country, and other countries. Europe is dropping the mandates, so not just here in America, it's happening across the board.
Tune in, 90.9 FM, Are You Mad or Nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.